talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. There is a full-blown cyber ninja type audit that's at work in Wisconsin right now. Do you know that? You know that? You read about the cyber ninja audit? Fake audit? Corrupt audit? Down in Arizona, Maricopa County, Phoenix. The QAnon guy, the cyber ninja, and by the way, there's one cyber ninja. It's not like a whole bunch of cyber ninjas. One cyber ninja already said this is a rigged election. He lied falsely. Some people from Wisconsin went down there to observe it, Republicans. One of them was Janelle Branchen, Republican member of the assembly from Menominee Falls, went down there to, quote, observe it, end quote. Remember, initially, Robin Voss hired Mike Gableman, former Supreme Court Justice. Wisconsin had two ethics complaints against him. He beat them, but he couldn't get reelected. And now he got elected. And they originally said they were giving him 40 grand and three cops, about 9 grand each, and they'll nose around. Well, now it's come out. They say it's 687 grand. This is taxpayer money, by the way. So how much did you pay in state income taxes last year? A grand, 2 grand, 10 grand, 20 grand, 1,200? It's going to lawyers. Lawyers charge $500 an hour in some cases. An hour. Yes, they are. 250 for half an hour. $50. How much a minute is that? Divide 60 into 500. It's all coming out of your tax money. Just came out yesterday, last night, really, that of the money that Gableman is going to get, he's going to get $325,000 for data analysis of the voting machines. So they want the voting machines. It'll corrupt the voting machines in Maricopa County. This is, and now I'm talking about Wisconsin. Now, down in Maricopa County, the voting machines got turned over. Voting against federal law, by the way. Federal law says none of this should happen for 22 months, at least, if it happens at all, after the election. That's September of 2022. This has got to be stopped. Where's Merrick Garland? All right. In any event, $325,000, going to somebody to do data analysis of the voting machines. That immediately corrupts the voting machines. Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Madison are going to have to buy new voting machines. They want to investigate the voting machines. $25,000 is being given to Gableman for travel. Hey, you know, Wisconsin is a large state, but not that large. $25,000. Did you know that the Republic of Ireland can fit in the southern third of Wisconsin? Go to Europe sometime. I love going to Europe. Great play. Love going to Ireland. Love going to continental Europe. Friendly people, good people. The distances are trivial. Flew into Prague, took a van to Passau, Germany, went through Checkpoint Charlie. When Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia from Germany, everybody thought, you know how little distance that was? that would be like driving to Madison from Milwaukee or driving to Stevens Point from Milwaukee in some of those distances. So Gableman gets $25,000 for Wisconsin. What's he doing? Are we flying around a jet or something? Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. Milwaukee to Madison's what, 75 miles or something? Milwaukee to Green Bay, about 120 miles. Madison to Green Bay. Do the hypotenuse, Gableman. Do the hypotenuse. You're talking an hour and a half Milwaukee to Madison, and you're talking, what are you talking, to Green Bay, 2 hours? Drive. You heard of a car? drive, put in mileage, Gabelman. What is it now? I think it's like 50 cents a mile or something, 52 cents a mile. Okay. You got to eat. Okay. Do you got to go to the best restaurants in town, in Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay? Okay, good. 25 grand. Come on. And then the he's the muscle, the gorillas, he can hire as many gorillas as he wants. They're all getting paid a lot. This is Wisconsin out of your tax dollars to do a cyber ninja audit. There's nothing to audit. These votes have been counted how many times? And then Trump demanded another count of Milwaukee and Madison, remember? And they counted them, and you know what happened? Biden got a couple hundred more votes. I know the clerks and the poll workers in Milwaukee, a lot of them, not all of them. I don't know any in Madison, but Luke does, and you do. And they're honest folks. They're honest folks. Why are we paying this tax money? We're paying this tax money because there is a fake split being announced in the Republican Party over the issue between Voss and Branchin. It's all baloney. Branchin's just not the brightest bulb in the tree. She's going ham-handed. Voss is using a dagger, a stiletto, a little more subtle about it, saying it's all up to Gabelman. All right, we're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, first off, as far as the lunch thing, the expense cost, I mean, Gabelman and his gorillas should have to stick to state rates as far as for meals.
That's a good idea. Why not the state rate? Why do they get 25 grand?
Yeah, and, you know, that I don't know what the state rate is now because it's been a long time. Yeah, I worked for the state, but it's been a long time since I traveled, you know, for the state. But the other thing that you might want to, you know, that you're a little concerned about the Afghans coming here and the different religion coming here, that as a Catholic, reading about some of the stuff, how the Catholics were mistreated in this country, you know, up until, you know, relatively recently. I mean, that the Irish were considered, you know, virtually a different species of man, you know, by the English. And remember that Cromwell and his crew was busily ferreting out Catholics in England and went over to, you know, suppress the Catholics when they rode over to Ireland. Some of the things that, you know, have been said about the Afghans and the Muslims, you know, were said about Catholics, you know, that by the Protestants in this country, you know, that in the 18th century, you know, in the 19th century and even into the 20th century, because Kennedy had to forswear that he would listen to the Pope when it came to his political decisions. So, I mean, I'm not, that there's plenty of Muslims out there that don't believe in activist jihad, that, and, you know, let's remember the like Christians had their own jihad against different divisions within the Christian faith. I mean, there was pogroms against different offshoots of Christianity. I mean, the Albigensians in France and the Huguenots. So that I think we need to, you know, be careful about who, make sure there's no terrorists in the mix, and we never know if there's going to be any terrorists in the mix, because a terrorist could come from Europe and be, you know, an Irish Republican Army terrorist. I mean, that we don't know, but, you know, we can't look in the, you know, that we can look at people's records, but 99.9% of these people that are coming, that'll be coming to this country, are good-hearted, and they're willing to live in our, they're willing to come here and learn our culture and enjoy the benefits of freedom that we have here, including freedom of religion.
Right. No. Well said and articulately said. And let me give a little more context to what we're talking about. Nobody objects to any religion in this country. We are a secular country. We believe in the separation of church and state. What I'm talking about is something entirely different. And that is attacks on the very notion of the separation of church and state. Because everything you've just described is very true. But remember this, 9/11, San Bernardino, Orlando, Chattanooga, Chelsea, Ohio State, Fort Hood, the Manhattan Bike Path murders. In a very short period of time, the fact is that many, many Muslims are fine people. Their religion is of no interest or concern to any of us. But what is of interest to us is the slow change in society to more a sectarian culture. That's what it is. For instance, in the Congress, there had been a rule for 181 years that you can't wear head coverings on the floor of the Congress. Ilhan Omar demanded a change to that for her, and she was given it. That rule should not have been changed. The premier, or now the mayor of London, gentleman whose origin is Pakistani, is a Muslim. The first thing he did when he got in was to take off of public transportation any ad he thought was immodest, women in bathing suits. And when he speaks in some areas of London, women stand in the back and men in the front. And so what we're talking about here is, here's another one. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin right now, remember I was a chairman of that party for two terms. Right now, when they pick candidate, they pick delegates for national nominating conventions, there's slots done by ethnicity and so on. I will get back to that. Luke is saying we're going to break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.